Dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I always think that you learn a lot about people from the weird things. And one of the weird things is I like to ask people when they're going to come on the show what music they want for walk-up music. And, you know, Jimmy Patronis likes country and, you know, other people like their stuff. Wes Moreno likes, you know, classic rock. Same for Brad Baker. And when I asked Manny Diaz, what do you want to play? And he's like, Journey. I'm like, okay. He says, Don't Stop Believing. I thought, done. We can do that. Joining us now, we have the interim president at the University of West Florida, former senator, former commissioner of education, secretary of education, whatever, the head of education in Florida, Manny Diaz. Welcome back. Or welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, and pleasure for being on with you. Thanks for having me on, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We're having, all of a sudden, we didn't have this when you and I talked a second ago, but we are having a phone issue. It's super choppy, like digitized. Can you talk just another second, and we'll try to fix this if we can't fix it. Go ahead, sir.
No. Yeah, can you hear me?
Ah, perfect. Thank you. I'm so worried. All right. So let's start with the hard stuff, okay? You know, I don't know how much I assume nothing, okay? I've taken a very kind of critical position of Governor DeSantis on his appointments to the Board of Trustees, the various moves by them, what I consider to be the ousting of Martha Saunders, somebody who everybody loves and even the board has, you know, very vehemently endorsed and praised and all of this. So many things have happened with UWF that have frustrated and really angered a lot of locals, myself included, as a UWF dad, two kids who either have or are going there. And so I wanted to give you a chance to kind of address that, including even, you know, like why wasn't Martha Saunders allowed the chance to be interim and then you could be brought in during a regular search later on if you were going to be the winner of this process. So the community, many of the community is very frustrated about all this, and this is a chance for you to kind of address those concerns to them.
Well, Andrew, thanks for that. And look, I can't speak directly for the board or each individual board member, obviously. And I think change is difficult. I think there had, you know, overall, for the longest time, this board at UWF, from what I had seen as a member of the BOG, overseeing the state university system, is it had been kind of around for a long time, and there is change. Change is difficult. I can't speak to the direction as whether, you know, President Saunders wanted to stay on as an interim, and because that's a decision that ultimately she made. But I do know that the board is trying to do what's best in the best interest of the school. Now, having said that, I think President Saunders did a great job. I think you can see the metrics of the school doing very well and top three this year under the BOG. I think there's a lot of things that have been built and there's a positive. And I can see, I think, from the board's perspective and now from my clear perspective, kind of coming in and trying, you know, even learning more, seeing it up front, that this institution has a lot of potential and, you know, you the ability to build on the things that have already been positive and have been building over the last two or three presidents at this institution. So I think there's people who know the institution, know that it's grown, it's changed. When you, anytime you have change and new board members and those kind of things, it is unsettling. It can be upsetting, and I understand that fully. I know how important this institution is to this community, but I also know that this institution not only, you know, can play a role regionally as a powerhouse economically and for this community, as well as having some programs that are nationally renowned. Cybersecurity is one of them. So I think that there was a view, of folks across the state, maybe in the Board of Governors, maybe in the governor's office, of more potential. And, you know, the appointment of the board when it came open, I mean, it was just, I understand that there was some concerns about who got appointed, but it was the process that was followed. It is the process in the law. And so I can't speak for how those decisions were made of the who to point, but I can tell you where we are now, and I think it's an opportunity to move forward and to provide this community assurance that the goal here is to improve the institution, to grow, and especially to make the student experience better. At the end of the day, it needs to be student focused. At the end of the day, that is our product, right? That's our mission. And as you do that, providing opportunities for industry here in Pensacola and in Northwest Florida, there's a lot of growth going on. There's a lot of potential, and UWF really needs to be involved in all of that because we can be a catalyst to help that growth in this community.
We're talking to Manny Diaz. He is the interim president at UWF. Manny, hang on for just a second for me. I need to take a quick traffic break, but we'll be right back in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
No problem.
Still working that vehicle crash with a roadblock, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hope Drive. Just use caution in that area. Also taking a look at the front gate of NES Pensacola, there's a backup to about Interbay Avenue. So just be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Interim President UWF Manny Diaz. He'll be doing a press conference later on today at 10 a.m. And we had a chance to talk to him a little bit before that. Manny, it's kind of a different approach to kind of these concerns with the community. And this will lead us into talking about the future. But there's a lot of people that looked at the way the Board of Trustees were appointed, the way they were appointed over objections, some very controversial picks, and so forth from the governor, and a feeling that they really came in and bullied the rest of the board. And really, it felt like a hostile takeover. I mean, it felt like, why is the governor attacking us? We're one of the premier thriving, growing institutions in the state. We're killing all the metrics. We're now tied with FSU and the metrics. You know, why were we singled out for this big change? And their fear is that we've got this good thing and it's going to, you know, it's going to be ruined, or it's going to be taken in a hyper-conservative direction. It's going to swing the other way or something like that. And I know you and I had a chance to talk a little bit yesterday as well, and so I know you've addressed some of that. But I wanted, again, this is a concern and a future question, but I wanted to give you a chance to address that.
Yeah, and I think, Andrew, what happens is I get that. I get the feeling. I understand how people would feel that way. The situation was there happened to be a lot of openings on this board. So when you appoint a larger number of people, it feels like a takeover. But had there been two or three openings, it would have been two or three appointments. So I do think that whole move gives that sensation, right, or that feeling. And I know that there was some choppy pieces of that with some, you know, maybe – especially one of the initial appointments that caused a stir, that situation kind of took care of itself and is behind us now. And I think if you look at the individual board members, my conversations with them, all of their interest is the improvement of the institution this community, right? How does it fit into community? But also at the end of the day, we have to understand that UWF is also a state asset and there's a lot of potential. So I do think, you know, from the state government perspective, the governor, the legislature, UWF is a state asset, is something that produces not only for this region, but also for the state. And I think going forward, the metrics are great. But I think every time that you look at an institution and you look at on an asset, we have to look at continuous improvement, right? And so everybody has a role to bring the institution to a certain point. If, like you said, the metrics are great, top three. There's great programming. Obviously, football was added a few years ago, and that has been a tremendous success, and we look forward to continuing that. But I think what we need to look at going forward is where are the opportunities to build on what was already put in there. So this is not about breaking down the institution or blowing up the institution. I think that was a fear that some folks had early on.
Yeah.
This is about how do we build upon some of these assets and some of these programs that are already doing well and can really be a catalyst for the institution. Some obvious ones, right? And you know, we talk about cybersecurity. I think it's an elite cybersecurity program. I think it's situated geographically in a place where you couldn't be anywhere better, right? But how do we continue to maximize that on federal funding, on being involved with the DOD or DHS, and really building that as a program that is national? When cybersecurity is mentioned in the United States, UWF should be mentioned in that same sentence. That's my view on it. And so how do we continue to build that? Part of it is branding, right? Part of it is getting out there and letting people see what's going on at this gem of an institution, right? The military presence here in Northwest Florida, obviously I don't have to explain that to anybody. Everybody's aware. how do we continue to build on the ability to provide opportunities for our soldiers and sailors and airmen, and how do we expand those opportunities to keep those individuals here after they finish their service and be becoming part of our economy here in Northwest Florida. And so that's another opportunity. But again, how do we partner with the DOD to build programs and research? The IHMC, how do you build on that partnership? That's a tremendous, another gem here in Northwest Florida. So there's so many opportunities here at UWF. I think the message is, it's not about blowing it up. It's how do we take these things and now continue to grow them to the next level. Enrollment, I'm happy to report, as of our latest report here this month, continues to increase. I'm not ready to cede any ground, and I told you this yesterday, from here all the way to Panama City, we shouldn't be losing students to Auburn or Troy or any of those schools. We should be fighting to become the number one choice for those students, not a secondary choice. And so how do you do that? You continue to speak to students, to continue to get the word out and really highlight those things that you're doing well, and continue to improve on the things. How do you attract not only top-notch students, but also top-notch faculty? How do you continue to expand in undergraduate research, which is something kind of unique that UWF does?
Yeah.
And, clearly our athletic department is at the heartbeat of this community, and we're, no pressure on the football coach, but obviously this community has had right. some high expectations for that.
You know, it's very interesting to think of UWF that way. And by the way, I actually appreciate the comparison or the observation that we tend to think of UWF as belonging to all of us here in Pensacola, but it really is a state-owned property, much like we tend to think of the Navy base as belonging to us, but it really is a Navy training facility. And so that's actually kind of an interesting reminder. I kind of like that vision of us competing with Auburn or Troy or anywhere else. We're probably only going to have time for one more quick one, because I only got about 2 or 3 minutes left, but I did want to, I think this is a question a lot of people will have. Talk to me a little bit about academic freedom. And what is your goal? How will we know we've hit the right note in terms of conflict of ideas, discussion of ideas, openness, and that kind of stuff on campus? Because that's definitely a concern that people have.
Well, number one, you're going to see on the agenda for the next two board meetings, you're going to see a neutrality statement. And that is a statement that for those folks who are not familiar, like the Chicago statement, is that the institution itself is neutral. In other words, what does that mean? It means that the institution itself is not to impose any point of view, right or left or middle or whatever it is, on any student. But we should be providing opportunities. And I'm a fan, we talked about this yesterday, I'm a fan of having students have not only the opportunities to listen to different point of views individually, but also let's get some debate going. Let's bring folks that have opposite views onto this campus. Let's have them civilly debate. That's something that I really want to implement in an arena where we can have civil debate with thought leaders from different points of views. Let them have that debate and discussion and allow students to either participate, be there, but let students arrive at their own decisions. Let them, think critically. Let them take those debates back and think about them. So when we talk about neutrality, is the institution itself is not going to impede or impose any views and shouldn't be involved in any of that. There's academic freedom for the professors. Students and student groups should have First Amendment rights. So they're going to, it is my job to make sure that they have the ability to, as long as it doesn't cross over into hate, or those kind of things that we've seen, and we don't need to kind of clarify that. We know what that is. But I think having those points of view, being able to discuss, but hey, let's spark discussion. Let's just not talk about, hey, you have the ability to have, diverse viewpoints here. And let's talk about starting those conversations and those debates with some figures that will draw interest from students and create a spark on the campus. And I think that's what, when we're talking about, and you know this from your experience, that when we're talking about higher ed, that's what we need to see more about. So the institution should not be pushing anything right or left or middle, like I said, but we should be providing those opportunities in a balanced way and create that spark.
You know, one of the things that I have said continuously about you coming on, or talking to Manny Diaz, the interim president at UWF, is I've known, you know, of Manny from a distance, watching him in the legislature. He seems like a very capable person. However we got here, and I've had very, very strong reservations and criticisms of how we got here, I'm optimistic for the future. And in talking with you a bit yesterday and in talking with you today, I have that same optimism still. You know, I do believe you have the best interests of UWF and the community at the heart. And I'm, you know, eager to get to know you a little bit better. I hope your family adapts to the sort of temporary living circumstances. And I also hope that we're able to resolve the hawk situation in the pool, which I know you're on top of. So you always, it's always a variety of problems, right?
Not what I was expecting on week one. The hawk situation is a little unique. The hawk flying through the glass in the aquatic center and perching in a place where we can't get to it. And it's been a couple of days. And so, That wasn't on my bingo card for presidency first week.
No, I can imagine not. But hey, that is the job, and welcome to it. Well, we'll look forward to more at the press conference today, and what I assume will be other conversations you and I will have in the future. President Manny Diaz,
absolutely.
Welcome to Pensacola. So nice to get to meet you. Thank you for taking on the opportunity of talking with me this morning, and for taking on the task of running our very, very dearly beloved university. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thanks, Andrew. I look forward to those continued conversations.
Absolutely.